Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The focus of today's message is on a very small part of the long readings. Thank you, David, for going through all of those long readings today. But I'm only going to cover 12 words. And it's in the opening to your Ephesians 1 text. One phrase, 12 words, captured my attention this entire week. And it's in the very first lines of your reading. The Apostle Paul says that the Father has, verse 3, blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. I couldn't get that out of my mind, and I wanted to focus on that this week. These simple 12 words are worth our meditation. It's worth our attention. And over the last 6 days, I would often find myself early in the morning getting up to write down this phrase and then to list the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then later, I might be driving on the Autobahn, and I found myself thinking about Paul, and I was wondering how he may have understood how he was blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing. And now here's the unusual part. I'd be talking to other Christians about some mundane subject, you know, the weather or politics or resolutions for the new year. And I'd find a way to bring up the question that I had been thinking about. When you think about Jesus, I would ask, how do you see yourself blessed in him? And in response, I'd often get a look of surprise. I mean, you know, talking about stuff that doesn't matter, and then they would wonder, how did we get on this subject? And then they would wonder about the phrase, blessed in Jesus. I mean, does this happen? What can it mean? And are we really blessed every day? And here's my point. If we have to think about the fact that we have every spiritual blessing in Christ, that's what Paul says from the inspired Ephesians text, and if we're unsure about what that means, maybe we need to take time to understand what Paul is saying when he says that we're blessed in Jesus in our daily lives. After all, enjoying Christ's continual blessing must clearly impact every aspect of our Christian life. But here's the problem. All of us power through our daily routine. We all continually line up and do what is necessary. We capably handle what comes in our lives. We meet others' expectations right up until we face a crisis. And then in prayer, when we're in trouble, we call out to God with interjections like, Lord, I need your presence in my life right now. Or, Father, give me your help. Or, dear Jesus, I need your peace. Or, give me your blessing, Heavenly Father. But today, from Paul's inspired Ephesians text, it is clear that during the crises we face, we often ask God for blessings that he has already given us in Christ Jesus. And that's the key. When we get focused on the rest of the world and all of the things that come flying at us in our lives, all the responsibilities, everything that we have to do, we often take our eyes off Jesus and forget that we have every blessing in him. And here is the matter in its simplest form. When troubles come, Christians must either look to Jesus and live in his blessing, or the alternative is we must slog through this fallen world responding to obstacles and emergencies in our own strength. So what do we worry about? We worry about a lot of things. We worry about our future. We worry about our family. We worry about our children. We also worry about money and work and health concerns. We spend our days battling stress from morning till night over relationships and heavy responsibilities and meeting the expectations of others. And then it often doesn't stop Lying on our bed, for many of us, the turmoil continues. We toss and turn through the night, struggling with regret from past decisions or failures, which often fill us with self-loathing. We condemn our own words and actions from the day before, or maybe a lifetime before, and we obsess over why we sinfully did what we did. So life in this fallen world regularly monopolizes our attention and beats us down, with the result that we lose sight of the reality of the forgiveness and the grace and the blessing which Jesus brings to our lives. In elementary terms, we take our eyes off Christ and forget that He holds the future in our hands. In His hands. That's the key. Jesus holds our lives in His hands, and He is the one that we look to for help, and He provides it. And we also forget that our life completely depends on Him. Here at KELC, I see the strain in just about all of your lives. Everyone here is running so hard and trying to keep up. And when we come to church, we paste a smile on our faces and we try to convince everyone that we're doing okay, when in fact the very opposite is often true, and we are trying to live in our own power. And that means that we're limping. When we live in our own power, we limp and we're unable to keep up. So in desperation and exhausted by the demands of the world, we pray for strength. But in that prayer, what have we forgotten? The Apostle Paul told us in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And when we are pounded by oppressive thoughts and emotions, we run to God for peace. But what have we forgotten? Jesus said in John 14:27, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give I unto you." And then Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And when we become irritable by the demands of others, we find ourselves fussing at God because there is no joy in our lives. But Jesus said, and I love this passage, John 15:11, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full." Now, I don't believe that God is angry or minds it when we call out to Him for help. Faith always looks to our Heavenly Father for help. But our Lord and King and our Savior Jesus Christ wants us to know that it is in Him, in Jesus, and in His word and presence where we find strength and peace and joy to carry on in this fallen world. For the truth has always been that Christ alone sustains us. And the solid truth is that the closer we are to Jesus and the more that we are in His word, the Bible, the less this fallen world can hurt us. And to state that more positively, as we allow the Holy Spirit to move us closer to our Savior Jesus and His word, the more Jesus' blessing will shower upon our lives, particularly in the areas of strength and peace and joy, which is what we all need. For in Jesus, God's word says, we are made complete. That's Colossians 2:10, by the way, where God's word says that we are brought to fullness in Christ. It's in our Lord's presence and blessing which makes our life worth living. This morning I began the sermon by telling you that all week I've been writing, actually I've been waking up early and I've been writing down many of the blessings that we have in Christ. And the list that I came up with is not exhaustive. You can come up with more than me, I'm sure. But this list is a start for you as you begin to think about the many ways in which our Lord Jesus has changed our lives with his kindness and with his spiritual blessing. I started my blessing list with the obvious. In our Savior, we have life and salvation from sin, because all Christians know that Jesus went to the cross and paid our debt with his blood. We know that we are in a restored and forgiven relationship with God. Further, the Lord has showered tremendous blessings upon us through his word. And the word of God is no small thing in our lives. In Holy Scriptures, God speaks to us. In the Bible, we hear Jesus' voice with clarity. And in the promises of the Bible, we have the truth about the Lord's love for us and the hope that we have in Jesus every day of our lives. Christ, again, makes life our life worth living, for he is with us and he provides hope and joy even in the adversity that we face in this fallen world. In addition, God has also given us the sacraments. They seem like simple things, water, bread, wine, but these are foundational blessings for our lives. When we come forward for Holy Communion, and in baptism too, all of us receive the forgiveness of sins and the strength from Jesus for each day. In baptism, we clothe ourselves with Christ. That's Galatians 3:27. And in the Lord's Supper, Christ gives himself bodily as the guarantee of our pardon or of our forgiveness from sin. Other blessings from God include the church and our fellowship with each other. Christian Sunday school is also a blessing from our Lord, and it's not just for the children, but also for us, because we are able to learn God's revealed truth relating to his person and work. And I could go on and on with the theme that we are blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. But I would like you to go on and on with that. I'd like you to have your list as you think about how the blessing of Christ is yours each and every day, even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of sadness, in the middle of, you know, facing obstacles that you worry about in the future, and yet Jesus is that solid spiritual, he provides the solid spiritual blessing that we all need. And finally, remember that the word blessing has associated with it the idea of God's grace. God's blessing and God's grace is ours because of Christ Jesus, meaning that every spiritual advantage has been given to us in the Savior, provided to a manger, who went to a cross, and who is coming again. And the good news is that no Christian believer has been left out of those blessings. They are yours. You possess them. In Jesus' name, amen.